This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, let's do a 1-2 on the labor market, shall we? Megan McCarty-Carino was talking a minute ago about how resilient it is. But the thing is that a big chunk of the companies providing those jobs are small businesses, which are facing plenty of challenges in a tight labor market, trying to compete with the often higher salaries and overall power that larger companies have. There are some signs, though, as Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall reports, that those smaller firms are getting a little relief from what has been a competitive search for qualified workers.
Small businesses are less concerned about hiring these days, according to a new survey by the National Federation of Independent Business. Their research lead is Holly Wade.
Right now, 37% of small business owners are saying that they have an unfilled job opening currently.
That's a drop from 2023 levels, but it's still harder for small firms to hire than it's been historically. Wade says that's especially happening in sectors like transportation, wholesale, and construction.
That industry is just struggling to find workers to help with the increased construction, and mainly residential construction.
Another sign that hiring pressures may be easing comes from the Bank of America Institute, which looked at payments to recruitment firms. David Tinsley is an economist there.
What we've seen in our data is a decline back towards around 2019 levels. So it does look like hiring for small businesses is cooling.
Though Brandy Britton says from her post at talent firm Robert Half, she wouldn't describe it as a cooling, but rather proceeding with caution.
We definitely see small businesses maybe taking longer to hire, wanting to interview more people.
And those waves of job cuts we've seen at some big firms have been good for small businesses with openings.
So they have the ability to sell themselves as stable organizations, unlikely to go through a layoff.
But that won't solve all worker shortages, which Britton says have been acute in financial services and accounting.
Between the lack of individuals getting a degree in accounting, the number of baby boomers that have retired, and then individuals just leaving that sector has created a really big demand.
She says that's especially tough for small firms where bookkeepers are key. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.